This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With the start of the new year, all over the country, new laws kicked in. In California, the state's landmark consumer privacy law expanded as of yesterday, thanks to a ballot measure that voters approved in 2020. It builds on existing privacy law, requiring companies to disclose what data they collect from consumers, how they use it, and with whom they share it. It also gives California residents the right to request their data be corrected, deleted, or not sold at all. But now these existing requirements also apply to employers. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on what that will mean.
If you've ever encountered those boxes on the bottom of virtually every website asking your data privacy preferences, you know, California privacy law has far-reaching effects. And its application to employers now will too, says employment attorney Darcy Grodin with Fisher Phillips.
Given the vast amount of data that California employers have about their employees, just by nature of the employment relationship, is going to be very tricky.
The law applies to employer data from an employee, job applicant, independent contractor, even an emergency contact who resides in California. While many companies already have infrastructure for dealing with consumer data, the employment relationship is much more involved, says Grodin.
There's just a lot of constantly catching data in the employment context.
You've got your HR file, healthcare, emails, surveillance footage. All of these will need to be accounted for, which means a lot of additional work for HR departments, says Lothar Dieterman, an attorney at Baker McKenzie who teaches privacy law at UC Berkeley.
This law is very complex. It's going to be costly to comply with it.
Zoe Argento, an attorney at Littler Mendelson, says it will be a particular challenge for companies that aren't consumer-facing, like manufacturing and construction companies.
They typically don't have a privacy department, so this is very new to them.
Companies that have a lot of workers and collect a lot of data, like gig platforms, could also be significantly affected.
Those companies are just such a black box.
Lindsay Cameron is a management professor at the Wharton School. She says more disclosure could bring greater transparency about how these platforms use worker data to program their algorithms. But the disclosures, like those boxes at the bottom of every website, will likely be such a fire hose they might not mean much to workers.
There's no way a worker can really make an informed choice around it.
But she says the data could help people like her who study worker privacy. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.